When Liz Bowie heard there was a new website where people could sign up to get a COVID-19 test, she jumped at the opportunity. She's had a lingering cough and low fever for a while. She tried to get a test back in March, but couldn't. The new state website allows New Hampshire residents in high-risk categories or anyone who currently has symptoms to reserve a test at one of five sites around the state. Bowie filled out the form online, and the next day she got an email from a stranger telling her that her personal info, including her name, date of birth, insurance number, and phone number, were all being displayed on the website. Bowie thought it was a scam. Then she got a call from the state public health department telling her it was true.
And I was just kind of like in disbelief. I was like, oh, okay, all right. That's interesting.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the state health department apologized for the error and said Bowie was the only person whose info was inadvertently made public. The spokesperson says the problem has since been fixed. As for Bowie, she's taking the news in stride.
Yeah, I'm upset about it, but there's no point in being, like, wicked angry about it.
Ultimately, Bowie says the website worked. She was tested for COVID-19 this afternoon. Jason Moon, NHPR News.